The expressed views of the guests on this podcast are theirs alone and not necessarily endorsed by the host, TWBC, or any associated sponsor. Conversations that are robust yet balanced, on point and to the point. You are listening to The Talk of Tournament Water Ski. This is the TWBC podcast. And now, here's your host, Tony Lightfoot.
Well, here we are at the Swiss Pro Tricks. This is kind of like the post-game show, as it were. And it's gotten a little bit windy, and the event itself had pretty calm conditions. But when it came time to celebrate the champions, two prevailed, one in each, in the men's and the women's competition. I'm Tony Lightfoot, and glad to have you once again on the TWBC podcast. And I introduce to you the big old winners in the women's competition and setting a new pending world record of 11.6610. Erica Lang, say hi to the good folks.
Hello.
There you go. And prevailing for another time in the men's tricking competition. Looked a little suspect for a while. I mean, judging by your expression, going back to the dock, you know, you thought you might have just let this slip by. But Matias Gonzalez, a champion once again at Swiss Pro Tricks. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, Tony, I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for having me again here, and I'm really happy.
All right, there. So kind of give us an overview of how your day started. I'm going to go with you first, Erica, and then I'll ask you the same question. You know, because, I mean, preparation is everything for these kinds of events, especially with tricks being the almost entirely sensitive nature of the event. So how did you wake up this morning? I mean, did you wake up like bright and on your feet and chirpy and everything and getting ready to go, or was it a very calm and sedate affair?
Well, I flew in super late last night, so I was a little tired. I didn't get to sleep till about 1:30 in the morning, so I was a little tired. But yeah, I woke up today honestly with a game plan of what I was gonna do, and I knew. We have three rounds at this tournament, which is different than other tournaments. So I knew I was going to go for my hard run all three rounds, knowing that I was going to have to, you know, I had two rounds where I could go for potentially the world record. And then the final round, that hard run, I knew that I was going to need something over 11,000, potentially over 11.3. So
your intention all along was to get the world record, not just the win, but the world record.
I was, you know, every time there's an opportunity, especially at a site like this, it's so perfect. And we had three rounds today. I kind of, you know, I don't get to go to that many tournaments that are at, you know, perfect sites like this. So I used it definitely as an opportunity to at least definitely in the first two rounds to try to break the world record. That was definitely on my mind, and I was going for that today for sure.
Similar thoughts from you, Matias. Were you looking for the world record, or are you just looking to continue on with your winning streak here at Swiss?
Yeah, when I woke up, I was like, all right. It was a pretty chill morning. Had a coffee on the way here with Pato and Sergio. And yeah, when I was in the morning, I was thinking about one of the rounds go for a world record. I knew it was possible, but I had to connect both passes. So yeah, my plan was first round make it to finals, second round maybe not ski or maybe go big, and had to ski second round because first round wasn't that good. And then I don't know, I messed it up, I did the toe pass in the second round, and I couldn't do the toe in front that I need for world record. But yeah, finals, my plan was to go pretty, not easy I would say, but try to go like safe.
Were you chirpy? Were you up and about, you know, dancing around? Because I do notice you put the headphones on, you know, before you go out. Incidentally, what do you listen to before you go out and trick?
I really like Bad Bunny.
I knew it. Erica knew it as well.
Yes.
I can imagine. So listening to some Bad Bunny, some good vibes there. So getting ready for round one. So. I'll turn back to you. How did it play out for you, starting off with the first round? I mean, you kind of hinted a little bit of it, but no. Whenever you come into these events and you have a plan, did you fully realize that plan from the first round, or did you kind of have to back up and punt a little bit on the second?
Yeah, I mean, first round didn't feel great. Felt like different compared to the other days that I came here to practice. I arrived from Chile on Thursday. I skied here Thursday and Friday. Felt pretty good. The first set felt amazing. So I was like, all right, it's going to be a good tournament, a good weekend. And yeah, first round didn't feel great. I was like, oh, again. And then I knew here that in this tournament, my first rounds are not really good. But yeah, talking to Freddie, he was telling me how, like, a couple of years ago, first round wasn't that good, and then each round was getting better.
Yeah, if there's one person that always wants to remind you about that, it's Freddie.
Yeah.
Winter, you know, he's been in that kind of situation before. But between the two of you, I mean, you arrived in last night from, what was it, Phoenix?
Phoenix, yeah.
Phoenix, and you just arrived in Chile like a day or so before. I mean, what is it with you, between you two guys, like, about leaving it really, really late before you go into a tournament? Normally when I fly over to a spot to do TWBC and all of that stuff, you know, it normally takes me about 2 or 3 days just to get settled in. So what have you done in the past, or what have you done to kind of prepare yourself for these late arrivals? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I work a 9-to-5 job too, so I guess I don't have an option of getting here days before. But typically I just, it's honestly been better for me. I've realized over the course of the years, if I'm keeping my mind off of the competition as long as possible, it works better for me typically. And rather than getting here a couple days early and thinking about it too much, I do better when I just show up and don't have that much time to.
So when you say competition, the actual event itself, rather than just the people that are at the event, they could be collectively called the competition.
just practicing in, like, just getting to the site too early, or getting here just being around the competition environment. I kind of like to step away and be away as long as possible, and then kind of come in just right before I have to compete.
What about you? I mean, do you think about the event too much itself or the competition?
No, I try to not think about like the tournament. I try to relax, have fun, not thinking about my skiing, just like to change a little bit. That's why I use headphones. I don't like to be like too focused on the skiing, because I get pretty nervous. So that's why I like to use headphones. And yeah, I don't like to be like that much on the tournament. Just have fun, play with my friends, play with the ball, and yeah.
So you do anything like that to kind of isolate yourself, with the headphones too much?
Yeah, I don't actually listen to music before I ski, but I just try to relax, like Matthias was saying, and just try to get to a calm space, maybe chat with a few friends on the site, and just keep my mind off of what I'm going to do. And then I don't like to get too amped up. I like to be calm and collected before I ski, so you'll notice sometimes I think I go pretty quiet. I don't like to, I'll chat, maybe an hour before, but leading up to when I have to be on the water, I kind of just go pretty quiet and get zoned in and zoned in to what I have to do.
You are probably completely different because you're full-blooded Latino. I mean, you get up on your feet, you dance around, you try and psych yourself up a little bit. But do you ever take any time to calm yourself down and think, okay, this, I've got to be on my game here. I've got to be focused, Matthias.
Yeah, like I always use the headphones almost every time in finals only. I don't like
finals
to.
Only. Why are the first two rounds are discriminated against?
Oh, because just like to have fun, and yeah, I don't know. Finals are, it's completely different. You always get more nervous at finals. And yeah, it's been working, so that's why I like to do it almost every time, only in finals. So I'm gonna keep going with that.
Do you kind of, between the two of you, do you kind of go through like a checklist of things that you need to have in place? With the ski and the rope and the, yeah, you're giggling. You know the question that's coming up, don't you? I mean, what kind of give us the Erika Lang checklist? a little bit.
Yeah, honestly, you know, if we're kind of talking like superstitions a little bit, is that kind of what you're saying?
Or? Kind of, yes.
Yeah. So I used to be more superstitious, where I had to wear, you know, what bathing suit I had won in the past, or use this ski or this rope. Honestly, now I'm not like that, and I try to not be like that. I don't actually have an exact warm-up that I have to do. It's different every single time. I would say the only thing I really do is, I maybe do two handstands. That's the only thing that I do every single time do a tournament. But I don't have any. I try to not have any superstitions, because that would drive me crazy and I would be too in my head, and I try to eliminate all of that.
I've seen you do handstands all the way back to the 2010s. You know, you remember the Junior World Championships in Italy in that time. You know, I remembered you doing that, and I was like thinking, whoa, okay, she's taking this one a little bit seriously.
So. Yeah, the handstands, those kind of, they center me and my balance, especially I was a gymnast growing up. So for me, that really helps me, you know, if I can balance on my hands and stay in one place, I feel like, you know, I can do my trick run. So it helps me kind of, you know, if you think of it, it's kind of like a yoga move in a way. It's almost like it centers me and it calms me and it gets me my balance, you know. I feel very centered. So,
do you do handstands and stuff like that before you trick, or you?
No, I don't do handstands. But
what do you do then? Come on.
Yeah, like I like to check my skis, the screws.
That's always a good. That's always a good thing to do. You know,
and
the
then
last thing you need is
tie the rope like pretty good, and then I like to put the left glove first.
Okay.
Yeah, and then it's all the process of putting my reflex, and I like to be ready. There's people that they don't like to be like ready. I like to be like ready when the first pass of the ski before you, it's going. So I like to be ready, and that's been working.
Well, it's good to see that it's working, because you're the champion in the men's, and you're semi-superstitious approach to tricking Erica has yielded some great wins for you in the past. But let's talk about trick skiing in terms of a generality, because over the last few seasons, you know, we've had the Swiss Pro, and then we've had Morocco, and we've had a whole bunch of other events, and added to that is the Nautique World Series, which I know that you're especially pleased and glad that it's coming to fruition. What would you say about the state of trick skiing right now, and is there greater cause for optimism going forwards as to the viability of the event?
Yeah, no, I'm super excited. We have more events than ever before this year, with the addition of the Nautique series, and there, you know, we got the one up in California and the one in Canada added. So yeah, it's going to be awesome, because typically we've only had a couple events to showcase our abilities and you know, opportunities to do well. So just adding some more, you know, we can make a little bit more money and you know, just push the sport even more and showcase what we can do.
How about you? What's your feeling on trick skiing going forwards and upwards?
Yeah, I mean, trick skiing right now, it's, I think, the most competitive event right now in water skiing, so that's great. Now it's great that Nautique is putting a big tour right now and with a lot of tournaments, so it's going to be a really long year, but it's going to be at the same time like a really good year. We have more tournaments, and yeah.
It's obviously captured more of the attention from the officials on the IWWF now, because within the last off-season, you probably saw the article as well, and the article in regards to some tricks actually gaining more and more in terms of point values. So let's talk a little bit about that. I mean, I know both of you want to stray away a little bit from the politics of the sport and just to do the stuff that you do. But I mean, this is going to be pretty serious stuff come November, because I mean, tricks such as a wake seven back get a 20-point bump, tow wake line front another 20-point bump, and then ski line seven front and 100-point bump. But then everything else are flip related. So does any of that list kind of kind of jump out at you? I mean, you can scroll down my screen here if you want.
Yeah, I mean, for me, the only thing that it's it's gonna benefit me due to the fact that I flipping is my that's my thing. So the Super Mob as well as the reverse BFF, the proper BFF, that's gonna that's. Ooh.
The proper BFF.
The harder.
I'm sorry.
The harder one. Which, I don't know. I know that's controversial too, but I believe it's a bit harder than the inverted one. But I can do the reverse of that one. So that one, so that's going to, help me as well as the Super Mob. So. I'm excited for it, but I know that obviously the trick points, it's so hard, it's such a controversial thing because they've been that way forever and it's hard.
I don't think they were even changing the trick points when I first saw you trick in 2010. I mean, they were still the same around about that time, right?
Probably. I just, I let the officials do what they're going to, whoever changes the points, and I just, I'm good with whatever they do because... At the end of the day, I don't have any say.
All right, let me hand over the tablet here because Matias Gonzalez lit this stage on fire here at the Swiss Pro Tricks in his conversation with Freddie Winter on exactly the same subject. And your answer was, you're not a fan.
No, but I mean, I guess I will have to get used to it. I mean, it's not that I'm not a fan of changing at this point. It's, I think, the timing that right now trick skiing, it's like really competitive, and I think the points right now were good, and changing like a couple tricks only instead of going in toes a little more points, and yeah, they're all
it would have been nice had it had a few more toe tricks gone some more points, but only one seems to have gotten through that toe wake line front, an additional 20 points. What gives,
I think there's a lot of toe tricks that it's really hard, and that's why people, they don't do it, because it's really hard and it's not that many points, so you risk a lot. I know in hands you can do, like, there's flips that they're really hard. I know they're not that many points, but it is what it is. It's been like that since a long time ago, so I mean, I'll have to get used to it, and my point is that it's not the timing right now, and these tricks that they're going up, it's only for a couple of people that they wanted to do a dirt trick.
Oh, for a couple of people. I wonder who those couple of people are.
No, I don't know, but...
Yeah, I mean, you can say so. Come on.
No, I mean, it's...
He's a friend, isn't he? Absolutely.
I'm not saying it's... Like, they're only for them. I know it's gonna be good for the sport because they're gonna push us to do it, new tricks. But my point is, I think it's not the time to do it because right now it's pretty good, the trick skiing. So it's alright. I will get used to it and have to work on new tricks.
Probably not the time, but because at the end of the season, towards the end of the season, a lot of people are gonna have to kind of shut down their season, because the World Championships next year is gonna be in what is it, in January or
January?
In January. I mean, it's double bubble for you because I think you're still in the under 21s, aren't you? So you get to go to Peru, you get to go to Australia, you get to go to Moomba. I mean that portion of the season, I mean, if you haven't had much rest in that at that point, then it's going to be really, really tough, wouldn't you agree, Erica?
Yeah, no, I can totally see that. It's just a tough subject, and it's a controversial one because there's never a good time to do it, and there's some other tricks I think that are still out there that should be, some of those easy flips, we could talk about, and they should be low, the points should be lowered on them. So it's just a hard thing. It's almost like the whole sport of trick skiing in a way, like they should revamp the points, but it's hard to do that because there's so many records out there and you don't want to take away from what people have done. And it's just a tough subject, and it's hard because I can see both perspectives, and I don't know what the right thing to do is.
Yeah, it's not too dissimilar from gymnastics or ice skating that have seen a whole revolution. You know, I mean, in the Winter Olympic Games and figure skating, there were people that were doing like somersaults, weren't they? Like doing backflips, whereas people got banned for doing that kind of stuff before. You know, so
yeah. Some of these sports, it's just it evolves over the years, and it's tough. Tough change is tough, I guess.
All right, then, as we kind of wind down a little bit of this podcast, one of the things I like to do when I have more than one person that I'm interviewing is have one person ask the other any pressing questions, you know, from their perspective, you know, because I mean I can talk about the sport all day from my perspective, watching at a monitor or a screen or that kind of stuff, but when it comes down to the nitty gritty. The true opinions that matter are those between the skiers. So, would you like to ask Matty something?
Oh, I just need him to help me learn some new tricks. Yeah, and he needs to teach me some of those ski lines and some toe lines. That's maybe we need to do a. Yeah, just
same as me. I need some front flips. So
we just need advice on some tricks.
So you kind of feel that's your kind of like what you're lacking a little bit.
Yeah,
the more power from your flips, and you've got someone like Matty who can jet in from anywhere in the world and land in Phoenix, and in less than 2 hours have you out in the water.
Yeah. If he can help me with learning some new tricks, that would be awesome. Yeah. So I need to ask him some questions.
How about you, Matty? Is there anything you'd like to ask Erica?
I'll need tips for the front flips that she does it really good.
Thank you.
For the reverse front flip that I need right now, but yeah.
Okay, that sounds good. You know, so I mean, like I said, as we wind down the podcast, and you've got planes to catch. You're probably heading up to Santa Rosa Beach. No,
I'm actually going back home tomorrow to Chile. And
oh, so you, much like Erica, you just jet in and jet out.
Yeah, like I have to go back to school. It's my last year, so I'm going back home for 2 weeks and then coming back for LCQs.
Yeah, speaking about school, do you have any aspirations of being going to university here in the United States, much like I or Erica did?
I'm still thinking about, but yeah, I think if you put
Erica is thinking, please say ASU.
I don't think ASU. It's gonna be more like here in Orlando, Rawlings or FSC, but I think more like Rawlings. But yeah, I'm still thinking about if I go here or in Chile. So yeah, I have like a couple months. But yeah,
I'd love to. They would love to see you at the collegiate nationals, wouldn't you say, Erica?
Yeah, it was really fun. Yeah, I went to Rollins, so it was.
Oh, yeah. Of course. not Eddie.
I'm from Arizona, but I did go to Rollins College. But it was an awesome time, and I would recommend it for sure.
All right, there. So our champions in the Swiss Pro Tricks for 2026, Erica Lang with a new pending world record of 11,610. And Matty Gonzalez still on his undefeated streak. In fact, both of you are repeat champions. You know. So is there anything you'd want to say, sponsors, family, anything you'd want to go? I'm going to turn to Matthias first.
Yeah, I want to thank all my family, my sponsors, that my coaches. Without them, this wouldn't be possible. I know my coach, Santi Correa from Colombia, he's been with me since I was little. Corey, Picos, same, and Javier Julio and Pato Sojar, that they've been with me. My sponsors, my family again, and all the people here that they came to support. And TWBC for all their work and all.
Indeed, and you with your parting comments.
Yeah, you know, I would just like to thank Swiss Water Ski School, TWBC for putting on this awesome event, all of the officials, all the sponsors, and my sponsors, Nautique Boats, D3 Skis, my family, all of the coaches that have helped me over the years. And without, you know, it takes a village, you know, as Matthias would know, it takes so many people are involved to get to this level of pro water skiing, and without all of those people it wouldn't be possible. So this was a great day, and I'm excited that Matthias and I were able to to do well today.
All right. And what tournament? What's your next tournament?
My next one is the LCQ.
The LCQ. Yeah. Like you hardly need to go to the LCQ to qualify.
So I'm qualified, but I'm going to go for a tournament round.
Okay, and what about you?
Same. I'm just thinking, like, for fun, I'm already qualified. I'm going to try to look a big score that I need. I mean,
I say between the two of you, you are gluttons for punishment to put yourself into that whole deal with the LCQ. I could probably understand why you would ski in it, Erica, but Matthias, good luck.
Thank you.
And you'll be traveling around Europe. You'll be going to Morocco, won't you?
I haven't decided yet which ones I'm going to. I'll definitely be in Spain at the Botas.
And you'll be in Portugal as well, because you'll be doing that clinic there with at the Water Ski Academy, won't you?
Yes, I will be, right before Botas, I'll be at the... doing the clinic at the Water Ski Academy.
You see, I'm over 50, but I'm not decrepit. I do actually read some of those reels that come
nice.
Down.
If I can say something, I recommend you to go to Morocco. It's the best tournament ever. I mean, it was really fun. Yeah.
That's what I like. Some recommendations. Come on.
Yeah.
All right, I'll
be there.
Okie dokie. And thanking them for their participation, Erica Lang and Matthias Gonzalez. I'm Tony Lightfoot. This has been the TWBC podcast. And until next time, it is ciao for now.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to the TWBC podcast. Be sure to check out our website at waterskibroadcasting.com. Links to our presence on major social media platforms can be found there, as well as updates to our webcast and this podcast. Duplication or rebroadcasting of this broadcast without written consent of TWBC is prohibited. Subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform and be sure to join us next time for the next edition of the TWBC podcast.